You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Certainly is. And this morning in the studio, we've got Dr. Joyce John, who's a postdoctoral fellow at the Lung and Respiratory Group at the Auckland Bioengineering Institute from the University of Auckland. And we're talking about your research into using predictive models to try and improve the lives of those with lung disease. Morena, Joyce, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Morning.
Hey, thanks for coming in this morning. This sounds like really fascinating research. Tell us a wee bit from very basic level first. What is a predictive model? What does that actually mean?
So a predictive model is basically extracting the information that's already out there, which was previously unknown, but using that in order to predict the lung function declining function of the organs.
Oh, wow, that's so interesting. So you're using stuff that's already exists, but applying it to a different purpose, basically.
Exactly.
And so what specifically are you interested in terms of diseases or functions of the lung? What is it that you find interesting?
So I work with the CT images, that's the computer tomography, and I extract image-based biomarkers from the CT scans and try to understand what is the patterns out there and use them into the models to do the prediction.
And so what's the real world purpose of that? Once you've sort of computed what the, used these models to do the computation, what is that then applied to and what does it mean in a real world sense?
So the outcome of such a model can be used in a clinical setting to understand a personalized decline of a patient's health and thereby can be used to personalize medicine as well as therapy afterwards.
Oh, that's so interesting. So is there anywhere where this is already used in this world of research or is this quite a new space?
It's already being used. It's much more being added into, you get what I mean? Like,
yeah.
In terms of image-based biomarkers in the lung diseases, the radiologists have already access to it.
Right.
But the computer models that we develop can get even more detailed information, which can be passed back to the radiologists and then to the clinicians. So this is just going to be a cream on top.
Oh, that's so good. And so this is something that it feels like will have really practical or is already maybe having really practical usage. What's got you interested in this particular area of research? Why this part of the world, big broad world of science?
I've always been fascinated by medical images, especially photography, which drags me into medical images.
Yeah.
And analyzing the images feels like I get more power to look into what's happening in there and to understand in more in a more specific way that what others cannot see, I love working with images and that's what led me to this point. And when I started, I was at the lung and respiratory group looking at various diseases and got access to the various CT scans of diseases such as idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis and chronic obstructive pulmonary diseases, which are two types of lung diseases that majorly affects people.
Right.
And I got to see what's in there and to analyze them.
That's so interesting. And so those two diseases that you mentioned, are they very common in New Zealand or?
So idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis is not that common,
right.
But the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, that's COPD, that's very common worldwide.
Mm.
Yep.
And how do they present? What are those lung diseases?
So these two diseases are, one I worked, the IPF was the disease that I worked with when I was doing my PhD, and COPD is the one that I'm working with currently. These two are completely opposite trends.
Oh, wow.
So IPF is restrictive in nature, where the lung shrinks and the tissues get scarred permanently, wherein COPD shows trends of lung being the pockets of air being blocked and tissues being destroyed and retaining lot more air volume and making the lung look big.
So the research pool that you've been drawing on for the imaging that you're using at the moment, where has that come from? Where does that sort of originate?
You mean the...
Yeah, the data that you're using for the work you're doing.
Okay. So the IPF data was collected here locally at the Auckland City Hospital, and the COPD data has been acquired from a bigger data set that was this patients recruited at the US, around 10,000 people over a period of 10 years.
Oh, wow. Wow. So it's quite a broad, collection of data you've got there. What's the next step for your research? What happens now? Is this already being used clinically, or is it something that's going to be coming next?
It's going to be in process of development. Yeah. You know, I can visualize it as a kind of a clinical reports that would go back to the clinicians and the radiologists to look at. So that's what I see the end goal, but definitely in the process of making. Yeah.
Well, it sounds fascinating. Thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us about it this morning. And best of luck with the rest of your research as well. We'll see you again.
Thank you so much.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.